Hello, my name is Joshua Wagner. I'm a certified hypnotist that works with people individually, online, and in groups to help you use the power of hypnosis to unlock your internal resources and live your best life. As in all hypnotic recordings, this should not be listened to while you're operating a motor vehicle or any large machinery or anything that requires your full attention. Let us begin. Before you begin to rest and relax, I'm just going to say a few words about nausea. Nausea can be one of the most unpleasant aspects of chemotherapy treatment. The side effects of chemotherapy depend on the type of chemo and, of course, how much. Just as everyone's medical profile is different, so too is everyone's response to chemo treatment. Some people get major side effects and some have very little. You need to discuss with your care team any possible side effects. There are different types of nausea associated with chemotherapy. Firstly, there is what is called anticipatory nausea. Some patients feel nausea in anticipation of the next treatment, set off by the smell of a hospital or the sight of a medical uniform. This is how a post-hypnotic suggestion works. Something in the environment is linked to a response in the person. Part of the hypnotic experience will teach you to relax in response to triggers that before may have automatically resulted in nausea. This is the same principle that sets someone salivating just to the sight of a chocolate wrapper, even if there is no actual chocolate. The second part of nausea experience is the physical reaction that occurs within 24 hours of administration of the chemo. This can be very mild, moderate, or sometimes severe. Medications such as haloperidol may be given in isolation or combination with other medications to prevent or treat nausea. Sometimes there is a delayed reaction which may occur more than 24 hours after the treatment. Sometimes nausea may not be related to chemotherapy at all. It may be associated with taking other drugs to relieve pain or perhaps depression or sadness. Or it may be some other symptom in response to the illness itself. Whatever the cause, hypnosis can help. Your brain controls nausea and vomiting. Nausea is controlled by autonomic nerves, which control involuntary bodily functions, such as heartbeat and breathing. Different irritants, such as smells, tastes, anxieties, pain, motion, or chemicals, can trigger a vomiting center in the brain to initiate the vomit reflex. Hypnosis is a way of influencing autonomic functions in the brain. For example, hypnotized subjects can often influence healing rates, skin temperature, and lower pain levels. All things which are usually not under conscious control. During the focused hypnotic trance, you can really learn to calm down responses and change instinctive reactions. Yogis do this when they lower blood pressure or will slow their heart rate. So now, you can just close your eyes, and a part of you which is more associated with the unconscious, autonomic functions of your body can really begin to let your body relax very deeply within the next few moments. And since the beginning of human life, people have learned to influence their body and the way it works. And right now, as I continue to talk, you can find that you can relax more, completely to the sounds of my words, or maybe the spaces between the words. And just get a sense of breathing comfort and a kind of physical balance and reassurance right the way through your body. In fact, every breath can let you relax a little more. That's it. And in your mind, I want you to just count backwards from 50 to 0. And you can find that my words can just be in the background as you count backwards in your mind right now from 50 to 0. That's good. And another part of your mind can appreciate the experience of beginning to be someplace so comforting and soothing, someplace calm and restful. And as you continue to count in your mind and relax deeper, another part of you can be somewhere the colors are gentle and the shapes are comforting, and even the light is healing and peaceful, and everything calms. And a part of you can just explore or just contentedly settle deep within that untouchable part of your mind that can step aside and beyond outside reality and allow you such peace and comfort. And a place can really become to mind just a general sense, or maybe with more details of colors and even sounds, of somewhere so settling and comfortable. And because of this, you are going to find so much more comfort all about you. And a really tranquil, comfortable, and peaceful place has certain qualities. The light and surroundings, the general feel of your place in your mind, can be so wonderfully restful and calm. And you can really get a sense of resting so completely right now, in your friendly, wonderful, healthy, and calming place, right now. Now you know what a blank TV screen looks like, don't you? And what a video recorder looks like. And you can get a sense of whereabouts in your special place. This TV screen can be perhaps magically floating somewhere, or resting in the air. And when you notice that, just get a sense of the shininess of the screen. That's it. Now you've heard the expression out-of-body experience, have you not? And on the count of three, I'd just like you to dream or imagine or get a sense of just drifting out of yourself to one side so that you'll be able to see yourself over there, watching the TV screen to the side. One. Two. Three. That's it. Just drifting out of yourself and just settling gently to the side so that you can see the side of yourself over there and just the side of the screen. That's good. And I'd like you to really notice just what it is that lets you know that you over there in front of the screen is so relaxed. And when you intuitively know that you over there has relaxed deeply while watching in tremendous fast forward a whole chemotherapy time from the beginning to the point at which you feel very comfortable in that video, then you can relax even more. That's it. And after any time, there's always a time afterward where eventually everything goes back to normal again. Eventually, on the count of three, just drift into the end of that type of time when everything calms down again. That's it. And one, two, three. That's right. And you know how when you rewind a video, you can watch the actors going backwards very, very quickly, appearing to experience time backwards? Wouldn't it be strange to experience going backwards through that whole chemo time, rewinding back through that very time rapidly? And on the count of three, one, two, and three, going very rapidly back through the time, flickering back, experiencing the seconds and minutes and hours backwards, experiencing everything but backwards, very, very quickly now. That's it. To way before anything happened at all that day. That's it. And when you've done that, just drifting out of now back into your special, deeply calming and relaxing place in front of that TV screen. That's it. Just watch that type of time over there on that TV screen of a chemo time from before the beginning to well after it's finished. And you can watch that with total detachment and calm. An incredible fast forward right now. And on the count of three and one, two, and three. That's right. Just watching that now very rapidly now, seeing the minutes and hours as seconds in your mind, because you know time can fly sometimes, and you can learn to make it fly. So watch a whole chemo time right now, seeing yourself in such fast forward. That's right. Now you are going to find that associations feel different and relaxed. And right now in your mind, just get a sense of taking a remote control into the beginning of a chemo experience and fast forwarding yourself from inside the experience this time, from beginning to end, to even the feeling of 24 or more hours past the experience, feeling so detached and relaxed as you travel quickly through the experience. That's right. So right. And now just drift into that place. And notice the fast-forward, calm, relaxed experience right now getting a sense of turning down anything with your remote control. That's it. And it's as if you can turn down the parts of the control that says side effects. And now just get a sense of rewinding back to the experience of that time after chemo and back rewinding through it now, comfortably changing all those old associations. That's excellent. And now just get the sense of fast forwarding through the whole chemo time, from arriving in the room to speeding through it, feeling so relaxed and comfortable, with part of you outside the experience as you speed through it, even fast forwarding through the 24 hours or so after the treatment. That's it. And now just get a sense of drifting out of it, back into such a beautiful and restful and peaceful place, and just settle in such comfort now. And you can always have the sense of remote control, turning down sensations at will. That's good. And for now, you can just begin to drift back to the room, feeling wide awake and refreshed. That's it. Just becoming aware again of your environment. And you can just start to think about opening your eyes. That's right. Just open your eyes right now.